No way, you seen that? You seen that online? She was in Lana and she was with her daddy and she was with her. I thought we were having a family.
Small business owners. These are resonant issues apartment. So I think when you get out there and you're talking to black voters, you're talking to all voters, you're trying to earn people's support by saying, here's how I'm going to help make your life better. And that's where commitment in this race is, not to take anyone's vote for granted, but in fact to go out there and work really hard to earn people's votes.
And so here we are, we've got 3 weeks left. You now, as a campaign, have to do two things at once, right? You have to convince anyone that can still be convinced and also get out of the door.
Change. He also refused to buy from when Harrison called after Hurricane Eugene, because he said the VP has no role in the storm recovery process. But the governor has been in touch with President Biden, who headed the Florida and is heading there. Clearly, the DeSantis is hoping to break in as two trillion of Democrats as New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was with President Obama when Hurricane started back in 2012. What do you make of the DeSantis and
Well, Rev, I think that the governor is doing a good job responding to the storm. And obviously, the communication between the federal government and the state government is important. Politically, I understand China has both ways of getting along with President Biden and having constructive conversations with him while trying to take shots at Vice President Harris in the middle of her campaign. And on this issue of climate change and hurricanes, I don't understand how Florida Republicans struggle to just state the obvious. It's very obvious that due to warmer ocean temperatures in the Gulf, these storms are getting stronger, faster, and they're becoming more deadly. And that is a result of air pollution caused by humans. So it makes itself, but there's a lot of fear of the MAGA-based weather, and that's why you see Republicans being so careful, trying to walk a very fine line on all these issues.
Steve, former President Donald Trump was in Aurora, Colorado yesterday. Republicans are claiming Aurora is being overrun by migrant crime. The local leaders, including the mayor, says the situation is being greatly exaggerated and has repeatedly denied Venezuelan gangs control, that they control any building or any part of the city. Nevertheless, this is what Trump had to say last night.
I will rescue Aurora and every town that has been invaded and conquered. We will put these vicious and bloodthirsty criminals in jail, so kick them out of our country, and we will be very, very effective in doing it.
Well, Governor, I can't help but think of Springfield, Ohio, another community being upturned by false claims from Republicans. What's your response to what you've been hearing from Trump and his supporters?
Look, I think everyone can agree. Undocumented immigrants that are engaged in illegal gang activity certainly ought to be supported in the rest. When the conservative mayor of Aurora turns around and says, I'd love for President Trump to actually visit with me and my chief of police. When all you have to do is demonize and deify a community, because there's no impact in the world, just like there was in Springfield, Ohio. And you can even go back to just talking about the natural disaster. When a week ago, President Trump turns around and said, oh, look, they're not using people money to actually take care of people on the ground. They're using it to bring in people from to vote, undocumented immigrants. And Elon Musk, 200 million Twitter followers, basically terrorists. Like, look, we all can agree we need to do more when it comes to immigration. And I think that was something that we saw even before this campaign started, before Trump killed the bill. But what you cannot do is come into a community, say the community is something that it's not, and ultimately there are real people with real lives that are impacted, and Donald Trump doesn't give a damn about that at all.
Now, Steve, sticking with you, a New York Times poll out today shows more and more black voters are voting for Trump. This could support potentially double this year compared to 2016. Now, this is happening. Even with Vice President Harris at the top of the ticket, what do you think is driving this, and can it be reversed with just weeks to go until the election?
Yeah, Rob, you asking me that question would be so much easier to look, another thing out of that poll is that those who are polled said that Black American polls said that Trump's policies were quite bad, hurting them and helping them. So I think what Harrison Wallace has to do certainly is remind people that they don't look at jobs as black jobs. They look at everybody as a fair shot in the bedroom. And yeah, we still have more to do on the economy, but Harrison Trump needs to make about them, not about
there is no contest between who's been living in the black and other communities of color. Caller, today the New York Times writes Donald Trump is lashing out at donors for not giving him enough money. And he's also feeling frustrated because he cannot golf until after the election due to security concerns following the apparent assassination attempt last month. Could his mood be a factor in the final weeks of this campaign?
Well, definitely, Rob. We know that Donald Trump can oftentimes be his own worst enemy. And when he's in a bad mood, when he's angry, he tends to lash out in ways that end up hurting him politically. So he has grown frustrated here in the last few weeks. I have noticed that his team has kept him in a risk-averse posture. He's not as exposed as he typically is to the media. Donald Trump is someone who typically welcomes every media opportunity, whether it's high-risk or friendly. You haven't seen him doing that, whereas Vice President Harris has been out there a lot taking some risk herself. So as this campaign winds down, we've seen Trump and his team take a step back. Even though this is a very tight race, and taking a step back could pose some missed opportunities from the Trump campaign in terms of reaching out to voters who he still needs to convince.
Steve Bullock and Carlos Cardello, thank you both for being with us. Coming up, Republicans and Democrats are doubling down on the ballot. We'll break down the stakes in the Silver State with the chair of the Democratic Party of that state. That's next.
Hey, Scott, this looks perfect for fall, right? You have to keep going out, strengthening legal research, set it all next week, cleaning on all this. Set it right there on the back.
Yes, it does.
That was in my life. I had to walk there, but it's not much. Peter, don't. Peter, the love between me and Allison is unlike any other. It's an unbreakable, lifelong bond. So when her mother is cruelly killed to fuel the illegal trade, her calf left all alone, and she may not survive. WWF is working around the clock to prevent tragedies like these by protecting threatened wildlife around the world and their habitats. And we desperately need your support.
Thank you.
I woke up at 2:30 at night with the solar face and I said three Benadryls. And then a little while ago, I took one more Benadryl and took a nap, and it got, my swelling got worse just from the nap. And I've been taking Benadryl.
Oh, interesting. You never had swollen up like this in your face before or anything, have you?
Yes, I have a sensitive skin in the face. You know, like certain makeup swells up my face, but this time I don't know what happened.
But you've had this happen before.
Not like this.
Not as bad.
No. My cheeks feel really hot to the touch, and usually if I take a Benadryl and take a nap, it's not going to get worse. This is the first time it's getting worse every time I go to sleep, and my cheeks are really hot. And
okay. So there was something else it might be. Have you been outdoors or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been outdoors. I walk my dogs.
Yesterday or when?
Every day I walk the dogs.
Where do you go?
No, just in the backyard. Unless they got into something, but I don't know.
The dog? Well, maybe. Yeah.
You know, because they're poodles, so they have a lot of hair. I don't know, maybe they got into something, and then maybe when I grabbed them, it rubbed them with this. I'm not sure.
Well, maybe. But they're not having any problems with pools, rashes, or anything like that.
No.
Well, it looks like it must be under control. I'm trying to tell if you have a history of having, you know, treatment's real simple. Just give you some cortisone shots and pills to take the next several days. You take them a little bit of the evening, mostly, and the cortisone should knock out the rash pretty quick, right? But you have to kind of make a discipline.
I think it was either the latex balloons or the dogs got into something, and when I carried them, they kind of rubbed it on me. Usually I'm allergic to latex powder, and I'll get really big bumps full of liquid that are very hurtful. I don't know whether the boilers were made out of latex or not.
Probably not, because people can have latex.
I was helping tie the balloons, so I was using these fingers, and they're not swollen.
This is on time.
Yeah, I did the balloons Friday, and then that night I went to sleep with a itchy chin, and I didn't think it was anything. I thought maybe I was getting a pimple or something, and then I woke up with a swollen face.
Okay, but that was Friday. You're supposed to be walking the next day, or itchy chin, and you're going to shine.
Yeah, I
wanted
it all
on the knees. Did that go away when you had it on your face back then, or did it just kind of leave it on and now it's gotten worse?
Back then, it'll go away on its own.
No, I'm talking about Friday. You told me that's when you were exposed to the wind. So I had no reaction. Like the next day, we noticed it too. That was they said.
Uh-huh.
So I still said it days ago. And what you have now started more as today.
It started last night.
Yeah, so there's an interval there. Set a date. During that time, did you still have any the reaction left over from the prior reaction, or it all went away?
It went away.
And now it's come back worse like this, right?
Yes.
Well, maybe you're still trying to figure out what to do, but at least we know you have a history of this. It's not just having trouble breathing or anything like that, right? Mm-hmm. So, if you can take a bag, a shower, take down something, you can do it. get insurance and pills and stuff like that. The only way we can raise the test is going to be if they say a process of elimination and all those things that could maybe be factors. But what about the belief? Do you want to do it very often? Do you want to do it again?
No, it's just a one time thing. No,
yeah. So just so you do that again. If you did, you probably shouldn't be wrong.
Right? Yeah.
Because there's some possibility that that could be
part of the
you actually just stay away the next day or so, the itching should stop pretty quickly, and that's all. This is a business, okay. Otherwise, you're pretty healthy. Sometimes y'all listen to Country Western?
Not sure. I think it's Priscilla the only good.
Priscilla,
I'm not really a big fan of
her. Okay, I'm just
wondering. But
she does. She does. Y'all have to play that music before it's really
nice. I'm more like a
big green. Yeah. I think that would be pretty good.